Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that it is reeling from that story out of Newport News, Virginia, that is so deeply disturbing because it involves a six-year-old. Our oldest granddaughter is 6 years old, and I'm around six-year-olds a lot. And even very clever ones and very intelligent ones. I mean, really? A gun in school? And a teacher grievously wounded? They were originally said to be life-threatening injuries, but she's come alive. And I think that the same way that people are very appropriately praying for Damar Hamlin all over the country and everywhere and honoring the charities that he honored. This woman, her name is Abby Zwirner, was an American hero. We will get to that story. We will also talk about the impact of conspiracy theories, which can be devastating, not just in the United States, but in Brazil. And why would it be that Matt Gaetz would want less congressional control over cameras in the House chamber, and allowing those cameras to roam wherever they want, take whatever images they want? Why would Matt Gaetz be in favor of that? Could it have something to do with the fact that he likes to be on TV, and AOC likes to be on TV? And speaking of the House of Representatives, three of the least favorite members of the House of Representatives, Ilhan Omar, and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, they have all been bounced from key committee assignments. And that is one of the things that the new speaker can do. Even though a columnist who is fairly conservative has said that the new speaker should be designated the squeaker of the House. Now, you could say that's because he won in a squeaker, meaning a close contest. Well, that's true. But I think it has more insulting references to other members of the animal kingdom. And speaking of other members of the animal kingdom, a devastating allegation against cows in the Middle East. And this is not by Hindus. It's by very devout Muslims who believe that the cows have been trained and mobilized as ruthless and efficient spies for Israel. We will cover that story as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. We'll also be speaking to Steve Forbes about whether it's appropriate for people to be deeply, deeply worried about America paying its bills come July or August, whenever they get to deal with the debt ceiling issue. But first off, the story out of Virginia, and Virginia is not one of those states that has basically very freewheeling gun laws. They have fairly tough gun laws. That's something that Governor Youngkin brought out when he was speaking about it. But somehow a six-year-old child got hold of his gun. He's a first grader. And he intentionally shot his teacher, who is a 25-year-old named Abigail Zwirner. The New York Times reports she was in the middle of a routine lesson at Rich Neck Elementary School last week when a boy in her class, just 6 years old, pulled out a handgun at his desk. They now say, the police now say, he actually had the handgun on his person, and he pointed it at his teacher and fired. He fired a single shot. Thank God he didn't wound or kill anybody else in the classroom. This is the way that the story was reported on the NBC Today show. Listen.
We are seeing an outpouring of love and support for Abigail Zwirner, who was critically injured but in a remarkable turn is awake in the hospital. Last night, hundreds gathering to show they stand behind her.
We as a society are failing our teachers and our students by not offering them a safe place to work and to learn.
This morning, outrage and calls for change amid an outpouring of support. A packed vigil for beloved first grade teacher Abigail Zwirner, who many are calling a hero. Zwirner, who co-workers and students affectionately call Ms. Z, is recovering in stable condition after authorities say a 6-year-old student brought a 9mm handgun to school Friday, firing a single round in the classroom while she was teaching.
She took a defensive position where she raised her hand. The round went through her hand, exited the rear of her hand, and into her upper chest.
Okay, the way that the New York Times describes it, when the shot was fired, Ms. Zwirner threw up her hand, but the bullet passed through it and struck her chest. Though badly wounded, she sent the students in her class, as many as 20 children, scrambling into the hallway, while another employee rushed into the room and restrained the 6-year-old shooter. Only then did Ms. Zwirner stagger into the hallway and toward the office to find help. But first, the police said she paused and looked back. She turned around to make sure every one of those students was safe, said Steve Drew, the chief of police in Newport News, who described Ms. Werner's actions as heroic and said she was in stable condition. I believe she did save lives. And there's more on that NBC report about the fate of the shooter.
Police say the shot was intentional, but can't speak to what was going through his mind at the time.
I believe that the actions were at or towards the teacher, but you never know how someone's going to want to react with a firearm, with students, and we're talking about a 6-year-old child. I don't know what all was going through that child's mind.
After being hit, she quickly ushered her other students to safety.
I believe she did save lives, because I don't know what else might have happened if those kids would have stayed in that room.
Police say she was the last to leave her classroom, and when she woke up in the hospital,
she asked me, first question, do you know how my students are? She was worried about them.
Investigators say the firearm came from the child's home, legally purchased by his mother. The child is under a temporary detention order and is receiving treatment at a medical facility. Legal experts say it's unlikely the child would face charges because of something called the infancy defense that argues children that young are unable to form criminal intent.
Okay, I understand the infancy defense, but what about her mother? Whose gun it was? Was this gun left around? Was it given to the child? Was it available? And the same way that in that case up in Michigan, Oakland, Michigan, where the two parents were charged for basically making guns available to their child, who was, I think, 14 or 15. And that's one of the things that's extraordinary here is people are saying our kids deserve to be safe. The idea of a 6-year-old shooter is absolutely horrifying to me. I mean, it's just beyond horrifying. And what exactly are you supposed to do about it? The New York Magazine had a piece where they talked about a bill that failed. It was introduced last year in the Virginia legislature. And it was a bill to require that all guns at home be kept in locked places separately from ammunition, and it did not pass. Would that have changed the outcome here? It's very unusual. They're also talking about metal detectors. They have a great deal. And elementary school, really, for first graders, you want metal detectors? And The actual numbers of people and weapons that are apprehended because of metal detectors is very small. It's very rare. It's also, thank God, very rare for children under 10 to be involved in school shootings. But what exactly is the appropriate response? We'll talk about that and America's ratings of honesty and ethics in professions. Where do teachers rank? Coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, Gallup organization, every year does an assessment of the ratings for honesty and ethics of various professions. So where do teachers rank and what profession is always on the top? And what profession is right now on the bottom? A little hint on the profession that's on the bottom. It's been very prominently featured in the news recently. We will get to that in a moment. This question about what you do about elementary schools, what you do so that you don't have school shootings in first grade, which is what they just had in Virginia. And we don't know. We probably will find out something about the child 6 years old who shot his teacher, apparently deliberately. There apparently was no, originally, one of the stories about the shooting had said that there was a confrontation of some kind between the child and the student. The other students who were in the class said, no, that didn't happen. And a lot of the kids, of course, said that Abigail Zwinger, who was the teacher who was grievously wounded, Zwerner is her last name, she was a very popular teacher and one of the favorite teachers in the school. And, of course, she's looked upon as someone who was trying to do her job very profoundly. But they point out in the New York Times piece about, okay, what do we do now, is they say the unusual shooting has reverberated around the country, stirring familiar fears in an era of repeated school shootings, while raising new complicated questions about how to ensure safety when even the youngest children can bring a gun to school. We've addressed metal detection, random searching, and all kinds of other things at the secondary level, said George Parker III, who's a superintendent of schools in Newport News, Virginia. He says, I'll be honest, who would be prepared for a six-year-old to bring a loaded weapon to school and shoot their teacher? The focus in elementary schools had been on preventing adult active shooters from coming onto campus and entering classrooms. But now, Mr. Parker said, some steps taken at high schools, like metal detectors, may need to be explored. I hate to be at this point where I'm considering this, he said. He's the superintendent of schools, but we have to start relying on those types of deterrents at the elementary level as well, said Mr. Parker, who seemed distressed to even be thinking about such measures. My board members know how I feel about making our schools look anything like a prison, he added. I want our schools to be great places to educate children, but he said, I can't maintain safety or at least get to that point where we can have an effective and safe school day, then the kids won't learn anyway. The nearly 15% of high schools had random metal detector checks, compared with less than 2% of elementary schools. And they quote an expert from Arizona State University, indicating that the research consistently indicates that none of our school hardening procedures, including metal detectors, prevent school shootings. That's what Elizabeth Anthony said, an associate professor at Arizona State who studies school safety and child trauma. She noted that metal detectors had been found to reduce the amount of contraband, but not directly prevent gun violence. And this is one of those things where clearly people demand action. There was a bill, as I mentioned, that did not pass, that was introduced in the legislature in Virginia last year, and a bill requiring gun owners with children in the homes of securing their weapons and securing them with the ammunition separately. Would that have prevented this from occurring? Well, we don't know anything about the mother who legally purchased the gun that was used in the shooting. What do we know about the rating of teachers altogether? It's very high in terms of honesty and the ethics of those professions. One of the things they asked is they said, overall, this is what Gallup asked and what they've been asking for years. They asked, how would you rate the ethics and honesty of various professions? And nurses have been atop the list. Ahead of everybody else, except for 1 year ever since they were added to the annual ratings in 1999. That was in 2001 when firefighters earned a record high 90% rating in their only appearance on the list in the wake of the 9/11 terror attacks, which claimed the lives of 343 New York firemen. In addition to the three healthcare-related fields that were the top-rated, nurses, medical doctors, and pharmacists were the top three, just one other profession is held in high regard among a majority of Americans: high school teachers, who are rated highly by 53% of American adults. Aside from police officers, who have a 50% high ethics ratings, no more than 41% rate any of the remaining 13 professions highly for their honesty. However, most of these professions' images are merely middling rather than subpar. Real estate agents and bankers garner majority-level average marks, while six other occupations receive average ratings from pluralities of Americans, including lawyers, accountants, business executives, clergy, judges, and labor union leaders. So who's on the bottom? Who's on the bottom? Journalists? Yep. 42% of plurality of Americans think journalists have very low or low ethical standards. Only 23% rate them as high. At the bottom of the rankings, solid majorities rate the ethics of two groups at the very, very lowest: telemarketers, and they are so unbelievably annoying, and the phone calls you get with telemarketers are so annoying. So, of course, you're going to get less than 10% rate the ethics of telemarketers. You don't even know if they're using their real names. Hi, this is Deborah. I'm calling. Okay, whatever it is. Oh, at the very bottom, members of Congress.
Here's the deal.
No, the deal is that members of Congress, and it's not just Republican members of Congress. I don't think you're going to hear a lot of people moaning and groaning because Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar were taken off some of their committee assignments. They still have committee assignments, just not the prestigious ones and the influential ones they wanted. So why would it be that another congressman who's among the least popular people in that unpopular body would be fighting for C-SPAN to have roving cameras everywhere to cover all the action on the floor, like the fight he almost got into the night that the Speaker of the House was elected? We'll talk about that, the secret of Matt Gaetz's influence, coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Be cautious. Be prepared. The message is to nearly everyone in California. As the rain keeps falling, rivers keep flooding, and the hills are in danger of sliding.
Have their go bags ready, cell phones turned on. Be prepared to evacuate. And those are some of the same residents that we have to have prepared for the event of mudslides, debris flows, and flooding.
Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal in Santa Rosa, an area at high risk of mudslides. Just as the rains may ease later today, forecasters say the next big storm will hit the California coast this weekend. Those classified documents found in President Biden's old D.C. office, about a dozen items, some of which were classified top secret. A law enforcement source tells CNN the papers were dated between 2013 and 2016. As he did with the Mar-a-Lago documents, Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Mark Warner says he wants a briefing on the Biden documents. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, why is it that people who actually are famous for being outrageous, and this is people on both sides of the aisle, people like Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Paul Gosar, who had the distinction of having his seven siblings all recording ads that people should never vote for him because he's such a bad guy. I mean, I think they have problems in the House of Windsor with Prince Harry and Prince William. I'm not even sure you call him Prince Harry anymore. He's the Duke of Sussex. What a duke he is. In any event, with all of that going on, there's a real question about why it is that some of the most outrageous and obnoxious members of Congress, people who are not popular among their colleagues, people who do nothing in the way of legislation, have such tremendous popularity. And as usual, you can at least partially blame the Internet. And there's a piece by Richard Pildes, who is a professor at New York University's School of Law, and he asks why the congressional fringe has so much power. And he uses the example of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the example of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And he writes that despite being stripped of her committee assignments, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, raised more than $3 million in small donations in the first quarter of 2021, a staggering haul for a new member of Congress. national attention on cable and social media rewards the provocative, the outrageous, and the ideological extremes. Representative Elise Stefanik of New York transformed herself from a moderate to a warrior, in her own word, for Donald Trump, a move that helped generate a torrent of small donations. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez entered Congress. She already had 9 million followers on the major social media platforms, more than four times the number for Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and an order of magnitude more than any other Democrat in the House. Recognizing the power social media provide, Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida and a provocateur in the opposition to Kevin McCarthy's speakership, has said he wants to be the AOC of the right. Is that why the cameras during that House confrontation kept going back to Matt Gaetz? And honestly, it seemed like they were flirting. And I mean, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything here, but this is Matt Gaetz has a track record, and he kept talking. She's over 30 now. Yeah, so I guess she's too old for him. this is what is going on, and I think Mr. Professor Pildes makes a good point, which is that the power to gain a national audience and raise more than enough funds through small donations and through internet publicity has also encouraged the rise of politicians who are in the game more for the attention and the opportunities it provides than for governing. The risk of cable television hosts turning on them is a much greater concern than failing to get desired committee assignments. Economic and cultural conflicts that drive this fragmentation, yes, but it has been enabled by the communications revolution. In the proportional representation systems of Western Europe, the traditionally dominant large political parties have splintered into a kaleidoscope of smaller parties. In the United States, the two major parties have been internally split, both of them, with leadership having less capacity to overcome those divisions. And yes, I think that is a factor. And is that changed somehow by George Santos? There's a piece by Mark Oppenheimer, who's a friend of this show's. He's a professor at Yale. And he did a piece about George Santos. It said, "I know I should be horrified by the revelations about George Santos, the representative-elect from Queens, who seems to have embellished or invented everything about himself except his name. But truth be told, I can't get enough of this guy. I love that he dragged Goldman Sachs into his sordid story by putting the investment bank on his fanciful resume. I really love that his dubious philanthropic credentials, including his founding of the powerful organization Friends of Pets United, which, if a pro-animal group, raises another interesting modifier questions. Were they friends only of United Pets? It said Friends of Pets United. What about the lonely solitary pets, but which actually sounds like a cult for dog lovers, one I could happily join? Unfortunately, it doesn't exist. And he says, and I really, really love that he claimed to have Jewish ancestry. This was the lie that his Catholic grandparents were Jewish Holocaust refugees who fled to Brazil. Once the truth came out, he defended himself by telling the New York Post that he never claimed to be Jewish, but only Jew-ish. That didn't work out so well. But there's more that draws me to this case than Mr. Santos' way with the truth. After all, he's not the first politician to seek advantage by merely saying he is Jewish, in his case, dishonestly. How can this be? After all, this is a time of rising anti-Semitism. There's a lot of bad news out there for us. The Tree of Life shooting, yay. The hostage taking at a Texas synagogue, the spike in attacks on observant Jews. And yet, a public figure still comes out as a public Jew? Why would he do that? Now, one of the ideas was he could appeal to some voters in his district who otherwise not not be interested in him at all. But the point that Mark Oppenheimer makes, and I think it's fascinating, is that for somebody who is not involved in any Jewish organizations, who said very publicly he's not observant at all, he doesn't keep anything, he doesn't follow Jewishness, he also indicated that he was a non-observant Catholic. But saying that I have this partially Jewish background gives him an exotic sensibility. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, and this actually may be true, that her background several generations ago was Sephardic Jewish, was Spanish Jewish. Okay, maybe. But the point that Oppenheimer makes is he would never say, well, I'm Jewish, and then pretend to be observant or involved or committed. There's no knowledge here that he ever had any particular connection with Israel, for instance. And his idea that people like just a little spice of Jewishness, but not too much of it. And to quote the title of Dara Horn's essay collection, and it's a fine collection, by the way, "People Do Love Dead Jews." Having a dead Jew in your past is swell. George Santos invented his past in business because he hoped it would make him seem successful. He invented dead Jews to make himself seem sympathetic or interesting. Not interesting enough? Coming up, how does Gen Z feel about living in the USA? There's a new survey that shows that the generations are very, very different in their attitudes toward American exceptionalism. We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
So here's the deal.
Michael Medved.
I'm like, I've got so much going on in my mind.
The Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W.
5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show, I will admit it, I have the normal affliction of most baby boomers, which is to basically know kind of what our population segment is about. It's people who were allegedly born between, well, they weren't just allegedly born, they were born. They were people who were born between 1946, when World War II ended, and usually they put the end of the baby boom cohort as 1965. That's why Barack Obama, who was born in 1961, still qualifies as a baby boomer, because it's supposed to be a generation, a whole generation. But I get confused at the difference between millennials and Gen Zers and Gen Xers, the others. So here to set up this impact of this new poll is the Collins Dictionary and their definition of Generation Z. Generation Z, which is the youngest of the generations, is the group of people born between the mid-1990s and the mid-2010s. They are seen as the most confident users of new technology. They're the people who, I mean, again, for whom it is second nature, like using a telephone would be for baby boomers, or more to the point, turning on a TV set, watching a TV set. The new technology that defines Gen Zers is the Internet. Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary defines Generation Z as the generation of people born again in the late 1990s and early 2000s. So here comes this observation on a morning consult poll by Ian Bremmer, who's been a frequent guest on the show. He's going to be back with us in a week or two. The percentage of Americans, morning consult wanted to know, who say they are proud to live in the United States by generation. There was a reassuring poll on this that I wrote about over at Newsweek, and a piece ran on Friday. And that piece was about a stunning Wall Street Journal poll where they polled everybody. And there were 76% of Americans said America was the greatest country in the world. So that would make it sound that people felt pretty good about the country they lived in. And by the way, 61% of Democrats agreed with that. 61% of Democrats. What percentage of Republicans? Jeremy, you want to, would you guess?
High 70s.
High 70s. 91% of Republicans thought America is the best country in the world. So it's really mainstream. But that's thinking, comparing America to other countries. The question is, are you proud to live here? Among Gen Zers, these internet-raised people who are our future and are supposed to be paying for Medicare and Social Security for a lot of those baby boomers, Gen Zers, 16%. 16% said they have pride to live in the United States. That compares to, with baby boomers, 73% of us in the baby boom generation are proud to live here. Gen Xers, 54%. Millennials, down to 36%. And then 16%. How is that possible? They're saying that 84% of Gen X adults are not proud to live in the United States of America, which, by the way, a majority of everybody thinks is the greatest country in the world. Yeah, no, not Belgium, not even Denmark. In Denmark, the people are freaking out because the top-rated Michelin guide restaurant, which invented a new style of Scandinavian food that included whale blubber. In any event, in Denmark, this restaurant closed. And I guess it's sad or it's notable. It made the front page of a bunch of newspapers. Anyway, 16% of Gen Z adults, writes Morning Consult, have much lower trust in U.S. government institutions than older generations. They're also much less likely than other cohorts to say they're proud to live in the United States. Gen Z has by far the lowest net share expressing such patriotic sentiment. At just 16% points in net agreement, they clock in 20 percentage points below the next lowest generation, millennials, and a whopping 57 percentage points below baby boomers. One of the things of the baby boom is people used to talk about the generation gap. And there was a big generation gap between the greatest generation, people who lived through World War II and were conscious of it, and then people who were born after World War II. This is a gigantic generation gap. And who is to blame? Well, okay, here's a bit of news that is going to become big national news. It's big local news right now. Seattle School District sues social media giants for their role in worsening the mental health among students. And yes, I do think that if you live in America and you're not proud of it, it's a mental health problem. No, it's a psychotic blindness to the world around you. The public school district in Seattle has filed a novel lawsuit against the tech giants behind TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Snapchat. Seeking to hold them accountable for the mental health crisis among youth. Seattle Public Schools filed the lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court. This 91-page complaint says the social media companies have created a public nuisance by targeting their products to children. It blames them for worsening mental health and behavioral disorders, including anxiety, depression, a disordered eating, and cyberbullying, making it more difficult to educate students and forcing schools to take steps, such as hiring additional mental health professionals, developing lesson plans about the effects of social media, and providing additional training to teachers. That's according to the story in the Associated Press. This is the same school district that supports LGBTQ plus education in classrooms, the Seattle School District. While social media no doubt do have an impact on the mental health of a child, ultimately, writes Ian Bremner, this is not him, this is actually the comment in the Associated Press. While social media no doubt have an impact on the mental health of a child, it is up to parents to regulate their child's consumption. And a recent Wall Street Journal editorial argued that Gen Z is a generation of weakened kids. The article was based on an interview with the very influential NYU professor Jonathan Haidt. And Haidt said that social media and a culture of victimhood are to blame for Gen Z's state. And part of this state that weakens people is conspiracy theories. And there is no question at all that the tremendous spread of conspiracy theories, the number of people who believe ridiculous things like America never went to the moon, or that the world is being run out of the basement of a pizza parlor by a group of blood-drinking, Satan-worshipping pedophiles who were doing everything, and then President Trump is going to take them away with a mass execution. Haidt said, we have a whole generation that's doing terribly. He's quoted saying in an op-ed that high rates of anxiety and depression among young people, and that a performative social media culture is to blame. And I'll tell you the other aspect of this, and I'm writing about it right now, is that they have a big, huge two-page spread in the Times today about happiness and the keys to happiness, and it's all based upon a Harvard study that began in 1938 where they're trying to figure out what makes people happy. And one of the things that they find out is that the unhappiness, particularly of younger people today, is responsible not only for the deaths of despair and the suicide and the self-wounding, the cutting, and the drug overdoses, and the problem of diseases of the liver, which have to do with alcoholism, and all the rest of it. It actually shortens lives and undermines health, because there is a friend recession in this country. And why? Because people count their friends as followers, people who sign up as friends on the internet. But they're not real friends. And how do we know that? We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation. Yes, it is. On God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.